Hey, so this episode, I want to talk to you about revamping your dating profile, or if you don't have one, or it could be a new app that you're using. I want to give you some easy no-brainer tips in order to help you get the most out of your dating experience using a dating app. So if you're with it and you're interested in revamping or creating a new dating profile, this episode is for you. Hi, and thank you for joining Dating While Black's radio podcast. Dating While Black was created to open real dialogue between the sexes in hopes that it will foster positive exchange and help cultivate our communities. The radio segments will address issues that relate to the world, our communities, relationships, and everything in between. So sit back, relax, and we hope you enjoy this segment.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
So there's two categories here. Of course, your profile image and then your bio. So I want to first talk about your image. Number one, I think everyone knows this. Please, please, please have recent photos. And a lot of people get this part kind of mixed up because to them, recent is 6 months ago or a year ago or 2 years ago, right? But in all actuality, you want to make sure that you have a recent photo. I suggest a photo within the past 60 days. And the reason why I say this, and make sure you're consistently updating it every 60 to 90 days at the most. And the reason why I say this is because, not because you really and truly may have changed or may not have changed. The thing is, when you actually meet this person, they need to have an idea of what you will look like today if you were to meet the person today. And this goes for both men and women. Very, very important. Also, if you wear glasses, have some photos. If you wear glasses, not meaning if you have an eyeglass prescription, you don't wear glasses and you have contacts that you wear all the time, that's fine, right? But if you alternate between glasses or contacts, it is good to have photos with you with both, okay? And the reason why I say recent pictures for the most part is because, especially when it comes to women, we can look different just from a trip to the beauty shop, right? If it's very well possible, and I know I look different when I have a blowout versus when I have braids versus when I have color or if my hair is twisted. Though I know I'm the same person, my friends may know I'm the same person, but when the person sees you for the first time, if all of your pictures are with you with blonde short hair, and then you show up with braids, you're the same person, but you want to make sure that those pictures that you have, at least for the most part, the most of the pictures that you have, is what you look like currently if you were to meet them. Okay? Very, very, very important. Number two, it's okay to have older pictures, but please, no more than 2 years. There's no need to have a picture of you when you graduated from high school 8, 10, 15 plus years ago. Okay. Make sure that you have recent pictures. Okay. The next thing, do not have pictures with you and your ex where you have to scratch them out. It's not necessary. On that same token, don't have pictures with you with anybody. It doesn't matter if you're out with a group of friends and you think you look awesome in that photo, or with you being out with a celebrity or hanging around a celebrity. So what? They are dating you, not your friends, not your ex, not the celebrity. They want to see a picture of you. So don't waste those limited photos with you in groups where you either have to cut people out, crop people out, or they have to figure out who you are because you're in a group. Okay? So be very, very clear and understand, we just want to see the photos of you. Okay. Next, make sure you have a full body picture. You don't have to have a whole bunch of them, but at least one, a recent full body picture. A lot of people, they want to know what you're going to look like from head to toe. Doesn't mean that there's anything wrong with that or them. Certain people have certain preferences. Please make sure you include at least one recent full body photo of you. And then my last 2 points on the photos, make sure that they're good quality photos. Everyone should have a pretty decent phone that can do decent selfies or have a friend take a photo of you. Okay. And then this leads me to my last point, which is very important on your photo. Make sure that you have a friend check out your photos that you are planning to upload. Okay, so those are the tips as far as it relates to the photograph. Next. You want to make sure that in your bio, you are providing really, really good and valuable and relevant information. So I'm going to tell you, number one, stay away from negativity. No one wants to scroll around on a bio of a person they find attractive, read the bio, and they seem like they are bitter or hurt or haven't gotten over some bad relationship. Stay away from phrases or terms that depict what you're not going to deal with. And this goes for men and women, okay? Men and women. There's no need to say if you're married, swipe left. There's no need to say if you are into games, swipe left. It gives us a sense that you're a bitter, and it really raises some questions and about your emotional state and some red flags. So heal, get over that stuff. Maybe get off the dating app if you feel strongly with the need to, you know, stake your claim, because understand those warnings does not do anything for someone that's going to be toxic. That's what they look for, right? So those warnings are not a protection. And a lot of times they're just a red flag for other people that are healthy. And then there's also a green light for people who want to manipulate. Okay. So please stick with positivity, or move away from negativity. The second tip I want to tell you, share some relative information about your hobbies, your likes, right? And if you're a foodie, you know, or talk about your favorite food. My favorite dish is this. And I don't want to say talk about it, but at least because we have a limited space, at least share a little bit insight onto the things that you like, the things that you're into, a little bit about, you know, maybe where you're from originally, if you're not from the area, and those type of things. And maybe your idea of, you know, a first date or a first meeting. Okay. And then also the next thing is talk about what you are on the app for. There's nothing wrong with sharing. I am looking for friendship to see where things may go. I'm looking for, you know, a relationship, those type of things that you can put in there. If you want, you can share whether or not you've been married or divorced. I don't have an opinion if you've been married or divorced. There's nothing wrong with sharing that you've been divorced, because assuming you're not married because you're on a dating app. It's also important to put whether or not you're separated. That tells this person off the top, this person is still married, right? And it lets them off the top know or make a decision whether or not they are interested without you having to tell them through the chat, right? And then they ghost on you. The next thing I want to say about your dating profile is stay away from jokes. A lot of times jokes fall flat, it's misinterpreted, and it could be a little off-putting when you're trying to be funny. So stay away from jokes. You know, keep it safe, keep it simple, and be direct. I will also stay away from major social issues that you feel feel strongly about. And the reason why I say this is because you have limited space. Give it an opportunity, or give yourself the opportunity, to find those things out once you guys actually met and start to have those conversations and chat, or even over the phone. Okay. The next thing I want to tell you about your dating profile is this. On top of being honest, also be cautious about the personal information that you share. I feel especially, I used to say this, especially for women, but this is both for men and women. You don't want everyone knowing where you work. And this ties into your photo as well. If you're taking a photograph and say, for instance, you work at a hospital and you have on scrubs and it says the name of the hospital, you may want to pay attention and may not want everyone to know where you work, just in case you have a lunatic that is like, oh, that's just around the corner from my house, right? And maybe you didn't match with the person. Here they are, they're showing up, they're stalking you. So be careful about what you say about where you work, as well as photos where it may identify where you work, right? Take a photo in front of your job or whatever. And you make a post, you know, work day or work life. So just pay attention to those type of things. Lastly, you always want to ask your friends, just like I said with the photo, what they think about your overall dating profile. You want a person to be able to look at your profile, look at your picture, and really and truly be intrigued to say, I think that this person seems to be interesting. Let me go ahead and swipe right. Okay. I want to wish you the best on your dating journey and adventure. And hopefully this helped you in some type of way in order to enhance your dating profile. Last tip I want to give about your bio is list a fun fact. A fun fact can really and truly intrigue a person enough to say, I want to know more about that. Okay. And a good thing to do is to look at other people's dating profiles. And it makes sense. If you're a woman and you're seeking a man, you don't have to look at those profiles, even if you're not interested. Look and see what people are putting in their profiles and things that may be intriguing, and the way those things may intrigue you. It may help jog your memory or help you come up with things that may be intriguing about you that also may be a great conversation starter when they match. Okay, good luck on your journey. And with that, this is Dee, and I'm out. Bye.